Thursday, September 4th, 2025, 2:53 a.m. Okay, I got up over an hour ago, and it was just, I was just a little too warm. Actually, I did go to bed earlier, and it was a little warm and stuff, so I said, let me just get up here. So I'm not painting. I took a little break from painting. I'm going to straighten some stuff up in this house and get rid of stuff that I'm not going to use. I mean, I'm not going to use it, okay? Also, I've got my old computer. We bought a new computer because, well, the old computer is pretty old. It was back in, we bought it back in 2012. So it was time for a new computer, and Microsoft was no longer going to support Windows 10, and I supposedly could not put Windows 11 on this computer, but you could, but it just wouldn't work properly as far as the security was concerned. So I said, okay, let's get a new computer, and I'm happy with a new computer. And I also bought the wife her own laptop, so she isn't on my computer all the time. Anyway, so I'm going to work on straightening some stuff up. I'm also going to play with the computer a little bit, and let's see what happens. Okay, so 3:41 a.m. So I'm going through a bunch of stuff here, and I came across all these old CDs with a bunch of stuff that some pictures and stuff like that. And I was thinking, okay, my new computer doesn't have a CD player or burner or whatever, and I was thinking, okay, let me just transfer these files over to the new computer, or to at least the thumb drive, and so I'm having trouble reading some of these disks, and some of the files are corrupted even, so I'm thinking, well, I wonder what's going on here. And I'm wasting a lot of time. I really don't want to throw away something I may actually want. So I'm really kind of working on the problem of trying to get this to work. So that's, you know, when you're 72, a couple of hours is precious. You know, unless you're really tired and you got to take a nap, you're going to lay down or whatever, you know, or just zone out. So anyway, let me keep working on this. We'll see what happens. I know it's not the CD or DVD hardware that's got a problem, because I can put a music CD in there and it'll play just fine. So it has problems with these data CDs that I have that I've burned before. And maybe that's the problem. So I'm thinking... what I'm going to do now is download a DVD, CD, DVD burner player or whatever app from the Windows Store. And maybe that's all I need, is something that it can actually run on. So let's try that. As I'm sitting here waiting for this thing to download, this app, I'm wishing that I had AT&T fiber, because they've got a fiber cable out back, and it should be nice to have like almost instant downloads, especially something small as this. Also, since I'm sitting here sorting stuff, I looked up and I've converted fluorescent light fixtures in the studio / garage to LED lights, which are working flawlessly. And noticing the other ones I haven't converted yet are not working flawlessly. So that's another project that I probably should get done too. Lots of projects to do, and lots of procrastination happening. Okay. Okay, so the app actually did work for a movie DVD I burned years ago, and I figured that would work because the music CD worked before on the player. So I looked at some of the data CDs that I burned years ago, and this app says plays any format, any file, whatever. Okay, well, so I got in there, and it says that this CD burn is not supported. So, it must have been some kind of proprietary burner that I used, and maybe I didn't finalize the disk, so it's not gonna really play on any CD, I guess. So I might as well throw a lot of this stuff away. I mean, I've done without this stuff before, and I guess part of this thing is throwing away a lot of stuff that I'm not gonna use anyway. So I'll just start to throw away these CDs, destroy them, and then throw them away, and then leave it at that, and unclutter things. So let me get at it. Okay, 5:18 a.m. So I was so proud of myself. I got through a bunch of discs and stuff that I've thrown away. Pretty much filled my trash can up here in the studio slash garage. Then I turn around and find, oh, here's a bunch of other discs I haven't gone through. So I actually was able to recover some photographs that I'm glad I did because I hadn't seen them in a long time. I don't know what I'm going to do with them, you know, because I don't have that long to go, so I don't think anybody really wants to look at my photographs anyway. So maybe somebody will someday, you know, look at what life was like in the 1980s, 90s, and early 2000s. No, well, there's none of those. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. I can't really tell. But definitely in the definitely in the 70s. I got some photos from the 70s that I recovered. So and then even older than that. So that are in digital form. So, but now I got a bunch of other discs I got to go through that I just saw. I go, oh, jeez, more discs. So while I'm getting through this, things are getting cleaned up. The dog says, "Hey, let's go for a walk," and I do have to get ready. So I'll be back in a bit. Friday, September 5, 2025, 4 a.m. Okay, so yeah, I forgot all about this thing out here sitting, waiting for another post. So you get two in one. Yeah, yesterday we ended up we had an appointment for the dog, for the vet, for this annual checkup. And the dog, I mean Angel, also known as Chaos, and. I got involved with a lot of that in the afternoon. Yeah, getting ready to do all that. She really is not a good patient. We had to give her some calming medication. We actually gave her two very high doses of something, but it really doesn't work. It doesn't work till like late at night. They're having us give it to her at 3 hours before the appointment, and it seemed like. See, so that was 1:30. It seemed like, oh, that must have been at least what, 6, 7 hours ahead, later, that she actually did calm down a lot and just like couldn't really didn't want to stand up or anything. So, and now she's really very, yeah, I just want to lay here. I'm not interested in walking or anything. So she's still feeling the effects. So when we go for a walk today, which we're going to do, we're just going to do the short walk. So another reason to do the short walk on a Friday this time. So yeah, I got the dryer going. I'm going to play around with the computer some more. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing with this thing here. I've got Windows reinstalled and. Just playing around with it, so let me waste some time before I have to go for my walk. 12:53 p.m. Okay, so I've been going through boxes and stuff and finding out there's a lot of stuff that could get thrown away.
I've got my little rolling table with a bunch of drawers in it, and I've got all sorts of stuff in there that's actually pretty good stuff still. I'm just waiting for something to break so I can bring it out. But for instance, this recording device has a little handle that I can, it'll you can I don't know. You probably hear that, I'm sure. Let's see. Yeah, oh yeah, you hear that. So, but just the same, it's on a little carriage spring thing that keeps it from flopping around too much. Or we, you know, so I can hold it and move it anywhere I want and point it anywhere I want, and it doesn't, it doesn't get my hand sound like it does here. Look. Okay, so I mean, like, because I would be holding it and moving it around. Instead, I can use this handle to move it around and then come back to me, and it won't make any sound of me touching the device. Kind of like a microphone on one of those little stands that, that they don't touch. Anyway, so I got a bunch of stuff that's in there. I've got another set of earbuds that I haven't gotten to using yet. I've thought at one point I thought the earbuds that I usually use had broken down, and I don't know what the problem was, but it fixed itself. I knew it wasn't a charge because I just charged it up and it said it was fully charged and it was giving me problems. So I said, well, let me buy another one. So I bought another one and I said, well, let me try these ones again. And I tried them again and it didn't do the problem anymore. So I got me a set of earbuds, not the expensive ones, the cheap ones, and for whenever that goes out, keeps on hanging. Even though I've really abused it a lot. Let's see. So there's a bunch of other stuff in there that, like I got my little wrist restraint that helps me, keeps me from hurting my wrist when I do work outside. Or anywhere else that, or like when I'm walking the dog. I've got a brand new one in case my wrist starts hurting, and I've got, and I want to keep it wrapped so I don't injure it more. And say I got to go to church or something. I don't want to wear a ratty old wrist restraint. So I have one that's there that I can just slip on, go someplace. And don't have to worry about it. But those things don't last very long anyway. So the one that I have, yeah, one of the little Velcro tabs is not sticking very well. So yeah, that's starting to go. So I'm at one point I'll use it and I'll tape those down with some electrical tape, so it still works. It doesn't look very good, but I'm working outside or something like that with that. And but at one point I'll just throw that away and then use the one that I have stored in the box and then maybe buy another one and store that. Oh boy. But I got plenty of sleep last night. That's pretty good. And the dog's still not 100%, I would say. Although she had a good appetite today. Let me get back to this. I also have been working on my old computer. Let me talk about that a little bit. And I want to play with it. I've already, like I said, I already reinstalled Windows. I actually have done it twice because I did something that to it. And the funny thing is the first installation was one way, and then when I reinstalled it there was something different about it. it wasn't the same one as I had just installed. It looked a little different. It asked a lot of different questions, so I don't know what the story was on that. And it's using the same install USB drive, so I don't know. Windows is a strange thing. But anyway, so I was also looking, like I said, later on, I'm probably trying to install a version of what is that? Linux on there,
So I'll probably make a little fun project of that, try to figure that out, and see all the problems I got to go through that for that. I'm sure there's going to be problems of some sort doing that. So let me get back to work here, and I'll talk to you in a little bit. Okay, what time is it? 1:27 p.m. Going through this stuff here, I found one of those little inserts they put on CDs, music CDs. Eagles, Hell Freezes Over tour, or Hell Freezes Over anyway. And it's got all the songs with the lyrics in there. What else it's got? Woody Guthrie songs for some reason. A picture of them when they were younger, I'm sure. Okay, yeah, so this is the little back cover kind of a thing. Don Felder, guitars and vocals. Glenn Frey, guitars, piano, keyboards, vocals. Don Henley, drums, percussion, vocals. Timothy B. Schmidt, bass and vocals. Joe Walsh, guitars, organ, vocals. And additional musicians, too. The Girl from Yesterday, Learn to Be Still. Love Will Keep Us Alive, Get Over It. That was on that album? I didn't know that. Okay. Desperado. Well, not all the lyrics, I guess, huh? Doesn't look like all the lyrics. Get Over It, Love Will Keep Us Alive, Girl from Yesterday, Learn to Be Still. These are probably the new songs. Yeah, the new songs. Because they have the introduction too. To listeners near and far, Eagles were an American band. Were. Okay, yeah. Get Over It, Love Will Keep Us Alive, Girl from Yesterday, Learn to Be Still, Tequila Sunrise, Hotel California, Wasted Time, Pretty Maids All in a Row, I Can't Tell You Why. Boy. New York Minute, Last Resort, The Last Resort, Take It Easy. Oh, boy. Dry throat. Must be all this dust. In the City, Life in the Fast Lane, and Desperado. Boy, you never know what you would find, huh? Anyway, let me get back to work. Boy, I'm getting all sorts of spam calls today on my phone and also the home phone. And it's funny because, a spam call will come in on the home phone and then and you don't answer it. And then like a minute later, I get one on my cell phone and I don't answer it and vice versa. So I'm on some kind of rolling list here somewhere. So yeah, let me. I'm getting tired here, so I want to make sure I close this post. I don't know what I'll title. I'll probably title it today's date. No, maybe I'll title it the first date, yesterday's date, and leave it at that. Okay. So have a good one. Talk to you later.